Morning, morning. How you doing? Dominic, such a good point.
No, you seem, no, you don't.
Yeah, I'm working, that's the problem. But I can still listen to her. Just don't tell him.
I didn't see you this morning, did I? I don't tell you, Amy.
Okay, so we're holding your morning Resh Nun Gimel. We saw two tachlisim. What are the two purposes of Yisurim? I don't know what the video is not. Oh, there we go. Okay, two purposes of Yisurim. Anybody remember what the first two were? That was the first one he said. Oh. That was the first one. That was the bottom of Resh Nun there. The first purpose of the Yisurim is to wipe out the Rishoyim. We said that's got nothing to do with us. They're Lo Kashu Aleinu. The second one we said was that was Stoim and Paro, those kind of people. Yeah, they're Lo Kashu Aleinu. So the Tekas, the second Tachlis, you said that the top of Resh Nun Aleph, La'achzis Adam Neboire. The Yisurim comes to person to wake him up. Yeah, to wake him up, so he should come back to Hashem. Person loses a lot of money in his business. He suddenly realizes, oh, he was missing Shachris because he was running to the office. Yeah, you know, many whatever that we're all fully aware of. And now we're going to, and there we had the problem because there the Tsar is Hashem's. There the Tsar is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tsar. Ra ki ata imodi. The region is interesting. The Hasidic Shavuot on that pshat, on that pasuk, Gam ke'elech begeit salmaves lo iro, not lo ira ro. Lo ira, I don't get scared. Aval ra, what's ra? Ki ata imodi, because you have to be here with me in this matzah. We goyrim on kosh bochu tzad that he has to punish us. Like a father, when a father has to punish a child, it's gorim tzad for the father. Father doesn't want to punish his child. He's a good father. But if the child causes him to be punished, he has to be punished, because that's what's good for the child. Yeah, the child needs to be disciplined. So it causes the father tzar. So that's that should be bothering the child. More than the pitch, the pain from the pitch that he's getting, he should be worried about the pain that it's causing the father. So that's the vote there. Yeah. Everybody got that clear? Everyone remembered that? Very good. Okay. Now we go into the tachlis ha-shlishi, shela yisurimi lezakech ulemarekes ha-odem. Second one is to bring you closer to Hashem. The third one is to purify us, to shine us, to polish us. In order to take him to a new level, a level that's a higher level, and to provide him with the correct space, the correct reward or whatever in Olam Haba. The neshama comes from its higher world down into this low world. And it encounters for the first time, it gets glued, it gets stuck to Chaim Rios. That it can't go back and be Bedaikin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's got so caught up in the physical world that it's not shaykh to the higher Ruchniyistic world anymore. In order to rectify that problem, so that the neshama can get purified and go back to where it came from, a person goes to Yisurim in this world. Yisurim elu makalfin mimenu es klipas achoyme shedobkebo. This Yisurim takes off the layers of choymriyos that have attached itself to the person. V'yaitzi zach v'noki, and he leaves here clean and shiny. And now he can go back and be dovuk in the Boir Olam like he was, having earned it himself. The Yisurim, therefore, total purpose of the Yisurim is to get a person back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Madaber Elenu B'Emtzuyos Yisurim. Yisurim is Hashem talking. The person has to know how to listen. You have to be able to translate the language of Yisurim into a language that you can relate to. The whole avoider of this corona thing, this year of Yisurim that we've been through, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to each and individual Jew. Each and every individual Jew has been spoken to individually with a very personal, private message, and you have to translate that message into what it means to you. Chas v'chalila, that a person looks the same this Erev Pesach as he looked last Erev Pesach. No greater human tragedy than that. I can't think of a bigger tragedy than that. Hashem spoke to a person for an entire year, v'loki blu klum, he didn't hear nothing. Can't be a bigger tragedy than that. We had to go through what we went through for what? Nothing? Business to, Hashem's talking. That's what Yisurim are. That's the way Hashem talks to us. And what's he saying? So clearly what he's saying is, but you have to work this out for yourself, what he's saying specifically to me, to you. Bni shachachti oti, you forgot about me. Shakata ba'avolim, you got caught up in all sorts of narishkat, all sorts of wasted efforts. Titpalel alai tachzor ledaberimi, come back to me. Come back, talk to me. You're busy with everything and everybody else. What about me? Matarasa cave should be Yisurim Toivahi. The purpose of Yisurim, of cave, I mean Yisurim is good. And kind of comma. Hashem doesn't give us Yisurim because, well, you didn't talk to me and you were talking to somebody else and I'm angry with you. Ah, boom. Our dysfunctional father, what art in heaven? No, that's not what's going on here. Hashem's not dysfunctional. If you're a big tzaddik, what are you giving Hashem? And if you're a Rosha, what have you damaged him? You can't. The purpose of the Yisurim is to get a person to start screaming, to talk to Hashem, take away the Yisurim, to alert him, to make him aware of the fact that something's going on. Yodeiki ain loyal milifnoit. He knows there's no one else to talk to. Nobody walked into the Makolet there on Gilo and tried to buy a piano. You know why? Anybody know why no one ever walked into the Makolet and Gilo to buy a piano? You know why? You have to switch on your sound.
They don't sell them.
Because they don't sell pianos. So when you
I can go and check.
If you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you ask for something, it means I know that you're the only place I can get this. When you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm suffering, I'm in pain, please help me, that means you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the address. That's what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to recognize that He's the address for everything. Yodeyu ki ein loyal mi lifnoit zulas mi shehevel av yisurim. He knows there's nowhere else to go except the one who brought the yisurim unto him. Who gave you the yisurim? Hashem. Hashem. And who can take them away? Hashem. What does he want? He wants you to use the yisurim to get back to him. In some area of our lives, we've detached ourselves. We've disconnected from reality. The yisurim helps us get back in touch with reality. She'ain oid milvada, there is nothing other than Hashem. That's the purpose of Yisurim. V'kachu choyza mitkarev l'boire. And in that way, he gets back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully. They're the same thing.
Yeah, but...
I'll tell you why they're the same thing. No, I'm not saying stam. Why is Ben-Adam l'chaveiro and Ben-Adam l'makom the same thing? Because who's your best friend? Hashem. So when you makayim ben adam lamakom, you're doing a mitzvah ben adam lechaveira, because he's your best friend.
We can forget also.
We forget. That's what the Yisurim is coming to remind you. That's the point. Hashem knows that we're human. Hashem knows that we make mistakes. Hashem knows that we have a guf side to us, and the guf overwhelms, and a demon overwhelms our seichel, which is the neshama side. And the Yisurim is there to wake you up and make you realize, do cheshbon and realize, wait, what's going on here? I'm in this world for a very short time, and I'm going on a long, long journey. Have I prepared enough for the journey? And then you go and you take stock, and you suddenly realize, wow, thank you, Hashem, for waking me up. The Vilna Gaon has a pshat. If you look at the Vilna Gaon's Pirish and Halal in the Haggadah, he says a moedik pshat. It says, "Oydecho ki ani sani v'tehi li li Yeshua." Then you sing that one in shul there. You know, people sing it. It's nice. So the art scroll, you look, the normal translation is Oidecho ki anisani. I thank you because you answered me. Anisani, you answered me. But Tehili li Yeshua, that was my salvation. Vilna Gaon translates it differently. The Vilna Gaon translates Oidecho ki anisani, anisani from Lashon Inui. I thank you because you caused me suffering. But Tehili li Yeshua, that was my salvation. It was good for the suffering. That's what led me to the salvation. So those tratim are correct. They're not mutually exclusive. The answer, you answered me with the Yisurim, and that was the Yeshua. That's the Vortia. That's the Vortia. It goes deeper than this even. It goes deeper than this. When a person has a certain type of suffering, yeah, that means that's what Hashem's asking him to go through. That's what Hashem wants from him. Are you prepared to give this suffering to Hashem? I heard a Moedik HaMaisa. Somebody told me a Moedik HaMaisa. He heard it from the first hand by Rav Israel. He didn't know that I had a bit of a kesher with Rav Israel. So he was busy telling me, we were talking about something, and he said he heard this Maisa by Rav Israel Tauber. You know, you've heard of Rav Tauber? I said, yeah, I've heard of him somewhere. You know, the name has crossed my desk. So he said to me, there was a person who needed, he had the Machal Rahman Islan, and he needed chemotherapy. But he decided he's not going to have chemotherapy. And Al-Pi Halacha, he didn't have to take the chemo. Sometimes Al-Pi Halacha, you have a chiyuv. Sometimes you have it's not a chiyuv, but you can choose to do it. Sometimes it's osa. Those are the three possibilities. Al-Pi Halacha, taking dangerous medication. Sometimes you have a chiyuv, sometimes it's osa, and sometimes it's mutter, but it's not chayv. So it was mutter for him to do it, but he didn't want to do it. He felt it would affect his cognitive faculties, and he didn't want to take it. which is fine up here, locha. The problem is his wife was beside herself. His wife really wanted him to take the chemo and she wanted to do it, and he was beside, he wasn't, who Lord would say, and she wanted. So somebody asked Rabbi Zvil to go speak to him. So afterwards he took the chemo. Somebody asked him, why did you take the chemo? So he said, because Rabbi Zvil said to me the following. Now you have to hold on to your seats here. If you're standing up, you may want to sit down. And if you don't know why I said that to you after I've said it to you, well, then you should come see me privately, because you're mamish, you've lost every sensitivity. There's nothing much hope left for you. And that is like this. Rabbi Zvil said to him, are you prepared to give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he wanted it, a vegetable? That's all he said to him. You don't want to take chemotherapy because you're worried it's going to affect your mental faculties, whatever. You may become a little bit dysfunctional in your brain. For sure, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you causing your wife tzar by not doing the chemo. He wants. Are you prepared to give that vegetable that you may become? Are you prepared to give that to Hashem because that's what he wants? Boom. Anybody that knows Rabbi Zvil wasn't shocked by that. That was the Rabbi Zvil's whole mahalach. Remember the cigarette story? Oh, Menashe's nodding. Rabbi David looks confused. And there's nobody else out there except the guys in the Beis Midrash. Okay. So, you remember the cigarette story? Yeah, this famous Rabbi Zvil's. That was, if this was your last cigarette and a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it, you'd give it to him? It's nachon. So when a person's having suffering, why is he having suffering? Because that's what Hashem wants. Are you prepared to give this moment to Hashem? Now, you're welcome to daven that shouldn't happen. For sure, because I have a conflict. Because what Hashem wants and what I want are two different things. I don't want to be a vegetable, but Hashem may be that's what he wants. Now, why he wants it, it's not the question. We can't go into why he wants it and it's not fair. There's shtiyot. If that's what Hashem wants, that's what he wants. We understand the cheshbon is a good cheshbon. But you don't want it. So mitzad echad, you're prepared to give that to Hashem because that's what he wants. Mitzad sheni, you can daven to him and ask him not to do that. Then for sure a person has to do. You can daven that to take this vegetable away, for sure. Oh, but that I heard yesterday, that was earth-shattering news. Earth-shattering news. And I haven't lost it now because I shared it too soon, because that has to sink in and mamash, that has to work through a person. So I passed on the hot potato now, so now I'm pot. I don't have to think about it too much anymore. Lolo, ze mafchid, but that's the vote. That's your surim. Get you back to Hashem. I mean, I really have it. Tachli says, surim, any legrim yudi liyois tzoak umit lonen amash over a lot. Very important now, just to make a very important a note here. And that is the purpose of your surim is not to get a person to scream and shout and complain about what he's gone through. Yudi tzarech liyois moida la over. A Jew has to say thank you for what he's been through. I'll call Masha over. I feel him over Kashebi Yosef, even though what he went through was very, very difficult. I call it Tova, it's all good, so you say thank you. Tzaka Seudihu Tamid Oedesa Osi. The tzaka of a Jew is always about the future. He's Moide Ala Ova, the tzaka Ala Osid. Very important to remember that. If you find yourself tzaking ala over, that's not called tefillah. That's not called connecting to Hashem. That's called complaining. We say thank you for what we've been through because everything we've been through is for the good, even when we don't understand that. And then we scream about the future. That's a chazal. Moedek chazal. In six words, chazal tell you the whole story. Tefillah is always set up in hoidah on what was and tzakah on the future. That's what a Jew does. He says, thank you for up to now. Now I'll start screaming about tomorrow. He doesn't scream about what's been. What you've been through, you've been through. You've banked that. It was good. Alavu tamid moide says, thank you, thank you, thank you. A kola tova. Tsakosuhu ala osid bilvad. Your screams are always for the future. That's the way Shmoneh Esrei is even set up. That's the whole structure of tefillah. Keshenifta b'nai shel bala p'nei Menachem Migur, when the p'nei Menachem's son was nifta, Rav Arya, they called him. Ben Esrim Veshevah Shanim, Nichnasti Lenachamoy. So now the Pnei Menachem sitting Shiva on his 27-year-old son, yeah? So Rav Israel goes in there to be Menachem. Shamati Mimu Lemelim Ketzorus Amem Lemadati Perek Binyan Kabbalis Yisurim Ba'ava. He heard from the Pnei Menachem very few words, but it taught him a whole sugya of how you makabal Yisurim Ba'ava. B'kacho Oime. Look what he said. Baruch Hashem, Ayit Elanu Schia. Baruch Hashem, we had a wonderful merit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noton Lanu 27 Shana. Hashem gave us 27 years. Yesh Lanu Nes Shanachni Yehudim. And it's a miracle that we Jews. Acheris Hayinu Mechach Zorim Al Atzmeinu. Afterwards, we would have been cruel to ourselves if we weren't Yidden. Mitzvah Shiyah Gimel Yonim Lebechi V'Zayin Laveilus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how you deal with a tragedy like this. Gimel Yomim Lebechi, sit and cry for 3 days. V'zayin Laveilus. That sit down and cry. V'kachu Imshich B'dvarav Ad Shiyotze Seba Goshe Kiel Hu Menachem Oti. Said, I went out of there until I felt he'd been Menachem me. M'dvarav Lamadati Kebemez Yesh Tzar V'kev. It's very important to remember this. There is Tzar and there is Kev. We don't say, I call it Tovah, therefore this is not Yisurim, and everything's fine. No, there's a pain here. The Torah is telling you, there's a pain. There's Tzar. You have to sit and cry for 3 days. Ach ein ze stira lahoida lahova, but that's not a stira for saying thank you on the past, or thank you on the now. Baruch Hashem, I had 27 years of a son. Some people don't even have that. He thanks Hashem for what he had, even though it's ended now. And then he davens for the future. That's the way a person has to go through life. Thank you for the pain. Thank you for the tzar. Even if you have to mourn, sit and cry. That's what a normal person does. That's what a normal person does. That's human. To feel your pain. Feel your tzar, but when it's done, when you're done, thank you Hashem for that, because ultimately, even if I don't know why, but it was for the good. And I thank you for that. Now, please, I don't want any more. Oh, that's valid also. I'll ask Hashem to take it away. I don't want it. Of course, we said that. No. One second. No. Whoa. All these things have to come together. We've said a lot of things. This has to work with what came before. First of all, a person needs to know there's Yisurim here, there's Hashem talking to me, and I need to find out what needs to change, for sure. Then, when I come to Davana, I thank Hashem for that Yisurim, because that Yisurim was good. First of all, because I know it was good, because it enabled me to get closer to Hashem. And also, it's good because there's other things that I don't know, but I know that everything Hashem does is for the good. Now I scream to Hashem, please, I don't want Yisurim anymore. I don't want to give Hashem a vegetable. Hashem wants me to give him a vegetable. Let's use that marshal, yeah? I don't want to give Hashem the cigarette. I want the cigarette for myself. My rotzen and Hashem's rotzen in conflict. You thank Hashem for what happened, because you can't change that, and you know he did it for the good. And now you daven to him that he let you keep the cigarette, or he let you get well without the chemotherapy. For sure you have to daven to Hashem. For sure, whether it's Shalom Bayis, Sagidul Bonim, Panosa, whatever it is, person has hard Panosa problems, Rachmana Litzlan. So he wakes up in the morning, he thanks Hashem for all those problems, because those problems bring him closer to Hashem, and they mezakeh him, all the reasons we have Yisurim, he says thank you for that. And now he davens for Panosa. Please Hashem, I don't want the Yisurim anymore, I want Panosa. That's what we're talking about, for sure. If he just ignores the Yisurim and pleases Hashem, please stop the Yisurim, avalulolamat klum. That's what I just said. If you walk into this Pesach the same as you did last Pesach, then something's tragically gone wrong. Hashem spoke to us for an entire year, very loud, more loud, and nothing changes. Chas v'chalila. The Twin Towers came down. There were some people that their lives never changed. Then all the banks crashed 7 years later, Motze Shvez. You know that it was the same, mamash, the same day or kimat. I flew into New York 7 years to the day. The plane was empty. It was something on 9/11. I went with David Friedlander to New York, and we got on the plane, and it was an Erev Shabbos, and the plane was mamash empty. There were like 15 people on that plane. We didn't know what was going on. It was a bit eerie. And then the air hostess told us, it's 9/11. People are scared to fly. They're superstitious, whatever. I said, well, if I knew that, I would always fly 9/11. That's Gavaldi. We had the whole plane to ourselves. It was geschmack. Anyway, that Shabbos we spent in a community up there in Jersey with a community for Shabbos. And what's the Shabbos? The news broke that Lehman Brothers had gone bankrupt. It was mamash 7 years to the day, Kimat. It was Motzei Shlis. That's the... Just after Rosh Hashanah. That's when it happened. So somebody who heard about the Twin Towers and he got to Lehman Brothers and he hadn't changed. That's a personal churban. It's terrible. There was a Chofetz Chaim. He heard about a fast. He heard about a flood in the Mississippi Delta months after it happened, and he declared a fast in Radom. Fast in Radom. Yeah. Yisurim are supposed to bring us closer to Hashem. That's their purpose. But we have to daven. I don't want them. Please take them away. I don't think I can use these properly. There's a fantastic piece. I haven't got time now. Maybe I'll prepare it. I'll look into it. The Reb Chaim Volozhin has a Moedika piece. So there's a very abstract piece of Agadita in Bava Basra there. No, it's only Bava Basra. It's the one in Bechiris. It's a subject of the Juggling and the King, Reb Aaron Feldman's book, The Juggling and the King. It's a Moedika Sefer. Talks about this concept that the purpose of Golus is to get us to be mechapur for aveiras, and the yusurim of Golus is bringing us back to Hashem. But the problem is being in Golus makes us do more aveiras. In other words, the yusurim is there to clean you up, but the yusurim brings you to do more aveiras, because when you're having yusurim, you can't learn and you can't this and you get. So it seems to be a bit of a dilemma. The Reb Chaim Volozhin he gave it on Lel Slichas. He gave this drosha, and he explained pshat there in that shtickle gemara there. And they say people were fainting. People were crying and fainting in the shul in Volozhin there, where Reb Chaim gave this shir. And they published it today in a kuntus. It's in the back of the Nefesh HaChaim. They usually publish this speech that he gave. And they explains this problem of how you go through your surim, which are there to mezakek a person and not let them do the opposite, chas v'chalila. But that's part of the tzak ol ha'asid. The tzak ol ha'asid is what prevents you from falling back into the negativity of the yisurim. Okay. But that's the very important lesson here. The pain is pain, and you have to feel your pain. That's the Pnei Menachem. Thank you, Hashem, for the 27 years. And look how lucky we are. We can cry for 7 days. We have a velus for 7 days. We have a shloshim. We have a yorah velus. Kosh Bochu wants us to feel our feelings. He wants us to mourn. And at the same time, say thank you for what we have.
Rabbi Sher, how can we understand Yaakov Avinu, who almost seems to be a paradigm of what it means to suffer? Yeah, at the end, he got punished even for Paro's question. And more than once, he repeated the phrase, Sevasi Veyogon She'ela, yeah? And he complained to Paro how bitter and terrible his life was. We don't find any occasion in Yaakov Avinu's life through all that suffering of kidnapping, of rape, of his brother trying to kill him, his uncle trying to cheat him. We don't ever see or even get a hargosha that he ever felt like, wow, thank you so much. This is amazing. We see he got punished even for Paro's question, because Paro said, how old are you? Meaning that I've never seen such an old man, meaning Yaakov Avinu internalized his suffering, that it affected his appearance, that he looked so terribly old because of the suffering. So if Masa Ova Simon Labonim, if he's a paradigm for us of what it means to suffer and accept it, we don't see so much in a way that we can understand that he accepted it or embraced it. So how do we understand that?
Good question. I'm not going to answer your question, but I'll give you the clearing in the forest, the tools to approach a question like that. To answer that question, you have to go through all the Midrashim, you have to go through all the Psukim, all the Rashis, all the Ramban, dealing with Yaakov Avinu's love. It's a massive question, yeah? Because the Torah tends to highlight the aspects that were negative. We don't see Moshe Rabbeinu running around thanking Hashem for everything. We see Moshe Rabbeinu getting whacked for hitting the rock. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu spent many, many years thanking Hashem. It doesn't bring that down anyway in Chumash. I'm saying, so you have to see that against the backdrop. But the way we have to deal with this question, we deal with all the negative aspects of the Avos. And remember that it's on their level. When Yaakov Avinu gets punished because he looks a bit old or because he's complaining or crutching a little bit, that means on his level. No, not the way we, Yaakov Avinu is crutching to Paro, for us would be saying hello. That's the first thing we need to know. We don't understand the language there. But for sure, the Torah definitely highlights our negatives and the negative aspects of the Avos so we can learn from them. Go through Chumash, you see, there's not much good said about anybody. Nachon, what do you remember about Yeshua? Yeah, he caused Klal Yisrael to have bittul Torah when they were at war. You know, the Malach came to him, he was going to kill him. That's the whole story, you know. But well, excuse me, what about all the other good stuff about Yeshua? I don't have to tell you that, Hashem says. I have to tell you about where he made mistakes so you can learn not to make the same mistakes. So Yaakov Avinu is a good question. We have to understand, Yaakov Avinu wasn't an old grumpy man who was bitter and miserable. You know, in this world, you're either getting wise or bitter. As you grow older, most people, you'll see them, they're either getting more kvetchy and more bitter and more impossible to deal with, or they're becoming wiser and wiser. Rav Shaina Zatzal's grandson, who looked after him, Kraus, took care of him, said it was unbelievable how Rav Shaina, as his body was getting weaker and weaker, his mind was getting sharper and sharper. If you thought he couldn't get any sharper than that, he got sharper. I mean, even when he was young, he was unbelievably sharp. Rav Shaina could see to the bottom of a problem within seconds. You'd go in there and put this whole jumbled mess that took you 3 weeks to put together a shala, and you put it on his table looking like an unbelievable, convoluted, complex, you know, five-dimensional problem. And within 30 seconds, he knew exactly what the issue was. He was unbelievable. And his grandson said as he was getting older and older, he was getting sharper and sharper. And what do you see down in the old-aged homes there, down in the, you know, what happens? You see the older people are just getting more miserable and more bitter and more kvetchy and more horrible. You don't want to be with them. Those are the two paths towards out of this world. Either getting wiser and wiser or you're getting more and more bitter. Yaakov Avinu wasn't a bitter old man when he arrived in Mitzrayim and he was all like fetched out and ranked out and, you know, he was just like, get me out of this place. You know, a kvetchy old man sitting in the old-aged home there, you know, waiting for someone to come visit him. That can't be Yaakov Avinu, you're right. 100%. So what is going on with Yaakov Avinu? That needs to be understood for sure. Excellent. So now you have a research project. You can sit there on the Mepeset watching the beach roll in with all its tar and whatever rolling onto the beach. And you can't walk on the beach now. So you have time to do the chabura when you're ready to give it over. Tell me and we'll get, you can give a share on the subject. Gewaldig. Excellent question. Okay, to be continued.
Thank you, Avshah.